Today we've got, as Willie Nelson sang, Georgia on our mind. If you were too young to remember that song, you should look it up. It's a classic. Specifically, we are going to take a look at the Old City Hotel building in Savannah, Georgia, that is now home to the Moon River Brewing Company. Built all the way back in 1821, this building's long, sometimes bizarre, sometimes sad history has given it a fair few ghostly inhabitants that to this very day like to hang around the brew company's beer taps and scare its drunken inhabitants sober every once in a while.
Welcome back to the Lady Dicks podcast, obviously. I am your host, Tate, and I'm here with my co-host, Andrea, in today's episode on the Moon River Brewing Company in Savannah, Georgia, was written by Justin Krause.
Hey guys, Andrea here. We're glad you didn't ghost us. Per usual, before we get into our story today, we have to go into some housekeeping matters. This podcast is 100% made for adults, so we'd highly recommend that you forgo listening with the kids around. We talk about some pretty gruesome topics, and our language isn't always the best. We also mix paranormal and crime stories with a little bit of humor, which isn't everyone's taste. So if you're not a fan, we are not the podcast for you.
We are also an independent podcast. We work really hard to put out quality content, but it does take a little bit of time and a little bit of cash. So if you do want to support us, there are a few ways you can help. You can go to theladydicks.com/support and use our links to shop, or you can use pretty much all of the links on the website. They're not all affiliate links, but many of them are. Or you can purchase our audio walking tour of Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. We partnered with Trivia Tours for that one, and we're pretty stoked, and we're hearing that people like us. And you can also join us on Patreon, where we drop extra content, so you get another free little episode. Free is the wrong term, because Patreon is a paid thing. But it's another bonus, that's the word I was looking for, episode every 2 weeks, including the time when we're not scheduled, because our season ends. And you only have 1, 2, 3, 4 more episodes, this one included, until we take a small little like month break, and then we come back on October 1st. But Patreon still gets 2 episodes during that time, so you might want to go there.
The history of the City Hotel building aptly follows that of the city of Savannah itself. While the American South is probably best known for its cruel history of slavery, Savannah, which was the first capital of the colony and later state of Georgia, was actually founded on a charter that specifically forbade that disgusting institution. However, the city's founding principles didn't last long in the face of greedy men who wanted to grow rice on the cheap. Slavery was legalized in 1751. A few decades later, Savannah grew into an important trading center because of a man named Eli Whitney, who invented a machine to separate seeds out of cotton wool called the cotton gin, which is short for engine. This, along with the direct importation of slaves from Africa, led to an explosion in cotton cultivation in the hinterlands surrounding Savannah.
Of course, with all of this booming activity, Savannah needed a hotel. Obviously. A gentleman named Eleazar Early.
I would say Eleazar, or, you know.
Eleazar, yeah. Early. Yeah, it's, for those of you, like, cringing at us, butchering it, it's E-L-A-Z-E-R, and then the last name is actually Early. He and his wife decided to construct one, obviously, and they're going to be rich down the line, on Bay Street, just down the road from Savannah's City Engine. Just down the road from Savannah's City Exchange. The Exchange was a mixed-use building compromise, compromised, probably is also compromised of government offices, but it's comprised of government offices and commercial units. It was the center of the town's commercial activity. Construction of the City Hotel began in 1819. A year into its construction in 1820, Savannah fell victim to a huge fire that started at a boarding house and swept through 92 downtown city lots, destroying all manner of commercial and residential properties. I really hope that they went for the compromised government official properties too. while the half-built hotel was damaged, it wasn't a total loss, and Early and his wife continued to build. One of the buildings that was totally destroyed was a branch of the United States Bank. Oh, there we go. That was probably compromised. Once the hotel was completed in 1821, it also became a temporary home for the bank and for a branch of the United States Postal Service. The first manager of the hotel, Mr. Orrin Bird, became its postmaster. Also, so I guess oh my God. I was going to say dual duty, but I missed that because I had to say it six times. Anyway, he's the postmaster. And as the only place to stay in a devastated town, the City Hotel did well in its first few decades of operation. Its bar and billiard room was popular with Savannah's young men and became infamous as a hub for their rowdy behavior. A dueling culture persisted well into the 19th century all over the American South, and Savannah's boys at the City Hotel were particularly known for carrying around large knives and not being shy about using them. There are many stories about how alcohol and loose words led to tragedy at the City Hotel. So we did a thing.
We definitely did a thing.
We made an audio ghost walking tour with our favorite audio tour app, Trivia Tours.
Trivia makes these really cool self-guided audio tours that you can listen to while you walk or drive, depending on the tour. So it's like you're on a group guided tour, like you'd take on vacation, but you're by yourself.
Kind of like a vacation for your mind.
Definitely a vacation for your mind. Our first tour was just released, and we're taking you on a historical, ghost-filled walking tour down Hollywood Boulevard.
So if you're in Los Angeles and you're itching to hang out with your favorite hashtag dick squad, download the app, get the tour, and head down to Hollywood Boulevard, and we can all go for a little stroll through history.
Here's how you get your own copy of the tour.
Head to the Apple or Google Play App Store and type in Trivia. That's T-R-I-P-V-I-A, in case you can't spell, and download the app.
When it's downloaded, you can hop into the app and purchase the tour. Every tour purchased helps make it so that we can bring you more awesome content and future ghost tours.
Once you finish the tour, make sure to jump on your favorite social media app and let us know how much fun it is. And don't forget to tag at Trivia Tours on Facebook and Twitter, or at Trivia _ Tours on Instagram, so they know you loved it too.
Where do you think we should go next?
I've got a few ideas.
Well then. In 1832, James Stark, described as a drunk young braggart who had broken the heart of his mother, picked a fight with a doctor who had recently moved to Savannah named Philip Minnis. Is that how you would say that?
I think that's how I would go with it.
Okay. Southerners at this time held all manner of nasty prejudices, not just against Africans, but also Jews. So when Stark described Minnis as a damned Israelite, not worth the powder and lead to kill him, Minnis understandably took some offense. When he initially kept his cool, after an entire summer of abusive incidents, Minnis walked into the City Hotel on August 10th, proclaimed Stark to be a coward to all in the bar, and shot him dead. Although put on trial for the murder, he was acquitted the following year and went on to be a surgeon in the U.S. Army. In the same month of Minnis' acquittal, the City Hotel changed management. Bird was, perhaps, tired of refereeing the bar's rowdy crowd and handed over his position to a former ship captain and veteran of the China trade routes, Peter Wiltberger, proved to be a popular barkeep, and the City Hotel continued to be the center of Savannah's social calendar throughout his tenure as manager. However, Wiltberger, too, had his fair share of rowdy and prejudiced patrons to contend with.
In 1835, just 3 years after Stark's murder, two other gentlemen decided that the City Hotel's bar was a good place to pick a fight. It seems that Savannah's men had it in just for just about everybody except their own. The spark for this fight bizarrely was over, quote, Yankee girls, unquote, selling candies at the nearby confectionery. It appears that James Morrison, a man of supposed, quote, irreconcilable.
I think it's irascible.
Irascible. Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't even read. Irascible and impetuous passions, unquote, was annoyed at another man's interest in these Yankee girls and told him so in, quote, insulting language, unquote, over drinks at the City Hotel. And no, we don't know what the insulting language was. Apparently, Morrison considered attractive women from the North unworthy of a Southern man's attention. The victim of this verbal abuse, a man by the name of Samuel Stiles, did not take kindly to Morrison's policing of his eyeballs and challenged him to a duel. Unfortunately for Stiles, Morrison, besides being a bigot, was an expert marksman, and on July 7th, he shot Stiles dead.
Hmm.
A lot of shooting at this place.
There sure is. I don't think I'd be hanging out there.
No, me either.
Some northern men, as well as ladies, were also not well liked at the City Hotel. We have another story of a poor John Hopper, who on his arrival at the City Hotel was recognized by a slave hunter from New York by the name of John Nash. This man knew Hopper's father, who was a noted abolitionist, and decided it was a good idea to rile up the local boys by telling them all that Hopper was in Savannah to preach for the freedom of slaves. This got the whole racist, drunken crowd at the bar quite upset, of course, so upset, in fact, that they decided to go up to Hopper's room and beat the crap out of him. Fortunately for Hopper, Wiltberger thought it bad for business for his staying guests to be subject to beatings by his bar guests.
You don't well, say. Well, good to yeah. know. so weird.
And called the mayor and judge in to calm the mob down. Hopper was put in jail for his own...
There's some of that compromised government officials over here.
Yeah. Hopper was put in jail for his own safety and quietly shipped out of town the next day.
Somehow, despite all of these incidents, the hotel maintained a good enough reputation that it was used by the town's elite for most of the city's more important meetings and celebrations. It also attracted some notable 19th century personalities. Oh my God. James Audubon, for instance, a famous painter of America's great outdoors, liked the hotel so much that he stayed there for 6 months selling his work and enjoying Savannah's southern hospitality. You know what? I kind of, okay, you know how you watch all these movies? This is like kind of a side note. It's related though. And the like characters like stay at hotels. This is obviously like old movies for like long periods of time. I kind of miss that. Hotels are way too expensive these days to stay at for more than like maybe a night. But these guys were like letting rooms for like weeks on end and like traveling around. And I'm kind of jelly of their lifestyle. Now, they obviously were going to be able to catch things like yellow fever and the bubonic plague, but you know, whatever.
Well, whatever. It's just a minor trade-off.
Totally great.
For being able to, you know, like live it up in a hotel for an indeterminate amount of time.
I just feel like hotels were much more like they weren't. I mean, obviously this makes sense because it took a lot longer to travel from like A to B, but they weren't like you stay there for one weekend and then you go. You were there like for a few weeks and then you moved on to the next place, even if you were going home. So anyway, that's my opinion on the matter. Anyway, unfortunately, like so many other places in the American South, During the 19th century, Savannah's sweltering temperatures and riverside location made it vulnerable to the mosquito-borne sickness called yellow fever. Like we mentioned a few episodes ago, I think we actually mentioned it in like two episodes recently, had some form of yellow fever. In its most severe form, yellow fever attacks the liver and kidneys, which causes its sufferers' eyes and skin to turn yellow, and it's very gross. In 1854, a particularly bad yellow fever epidemic broke out in the city, killing over 1,000 people. Business as usual at the hotel ground to a halt, and for a while it was used as a makeshift hospital. It's said that most of those who died at the hotel were unfortunately children. Nevertheless, the City Hotel bounced back after this and a few other yellow fever outbreaks, so that was not the only one, and continued to serve its rowdy and racist patrons right up until 1865, when it was bought out by some Savannah businessman who closed it. By that time, newer hotels had opened up in Savannah, and these men were more interested in renting retail space than entertaining guests. From then on, for over 100 years, the building was occupied by an ever-changing series of retail stores and selling everything from stationery to, most recently, craft beer. And for the record, this is the City Hotel is the current Moon River Brewing Company. In case anyone is
interested, curious, in visiting Savannah.
Well, I just realized that I don't think that we've actually like said it outright that the Moon River Brewing Company, the subject of this episode, is out like in the building of the City Hotel. That's why the City Hotel was relevant to the story. Anyway, figured they probably got that, but just in case.
Anyway, moving along. During all of those years, most of the tenants who have set up shop in the old City Hotel building have noticed that it seems to house more than just whatever merchandise they bring into it. Some of the building's more rowdy guests have stayed for good, particularly since the Moon River Brewery moved in. There we go. Staff and patrons of the bar have been subjected to some pretty unnerving paranormal activity. They have even given one of these characters a name, Toby. Whoever or whatever Toby is, he seems to like literally pushing people around in the billiards room and chucking the occasional beer bottle at its patrons. Well, you know.
He sounds charming.
He doesn't he, though. Another paranormal inhabitant likes to live more upstairs, called Ms. Johnson. She may be the ghost of an unlucky lady who fell down the stairs during one of the building's many renovations. During some of the most recent renovations in 1990, some construction workers claimed to have themselves been pushed down the stairs by a woman in white. Others have claimed that John Stark, yes, the drunken fool shot by Mr. Minnis or Dr. Minnis, still roams the second story of the building. Even the basement is said to have its own ghosts. Many who have worked down there claim to have felt unseen hands grabbing at their arms or legs. Clearly, these ghosts haven't been taught about social distancing, and I don't think they care.
I don't think they'd care either. Now, if you want to go see this historic building yourself, Savannah is fantastic and easy to get to. I've never been to Savannah before, but you have, haven't you?
I have. It is, I only had the better part of an afternoon to spend there, but
sure, yeah.
It is like stunningly beautiful. It is very, it does feel,
'tis what I've heard,
very haunted. It's very hot. I was there at the beginning of November and it was still 40 degrees.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I went to this place that I just looked up, which is still there, called Wet Willies, which they have like these alcoholic slurpees. And I mean, I had one and it knocked me flat on my backside. Oh,
I feel like you told me about those one time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. And we had a really good meal there. And then we were in New Orleans the next day and you would have kind of expected the food there to be on par or better, mm-hmm. but like we ate on Bourbon Street, so it was not even close. Like we asked for Cajun chicken and they're like, we can maybe shake some Cajun spice onto your chicken. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not really how it works, because you got to blacken the spice. So Thanks, guys.
So Savannah was better for food then, is what I'm hearing.
Well, it was, but I think, you know, in New Orleans, the trick is, like, don't eat on Bourbon Street either. And also in New Orleans, I went to Café du Monde and had, like, their famous beignets and café au lait, and that was amazing. So
nice.
Yeah.
I would definitely go to both places. Okay, so Savannah has an international airport that you can fly into, which means it's easy access. And a ton of other historical sites besides just the City Hotel. Also, as a side note, I think it's like supposed to be the third most haunted city in America. I might be wrong on that, but it is in like the top five. It's not number one. Number one would be New Orleans. It is one of the few cities in the United States that has maintained its original grid structure downtown, making it a pleasure to walk around. While you can't stay at the City Hotel anymore, and I'm not sure if you would want to, I guess if it was updated, you might want to. But Savannah is famous for its smaller boutique hotels, many of which date back almost as far as the City Hotel. The East Bay Inn is just down the street from Moon River Brewery, which is obviously now occupies the old City Hotel building. And apparently it's pet friendly. So go stay at East Bay Inn if you're bringing Fido with you. Food wise, the Moon River Brewing Company also has a restaurant, which depending on who you listen to is either a great pub fare or if you listen to Matt C, has way too many, quote, grains in their hamburger buns. So if you're looking for a bun for, quote, regular people, apparently you will have to look elsewhere. Also, the veggie burger, according to Ecoliva,
I think so,
a reviewer who has declared herself quite an expert on the topic, both, quote, looked strange and tasted strange. So maybe you want to give that one a pass or try it. I don't know. It's up to you. Otherwise, with an overall score of 4 out of 5, most people have been happy with the place for its beer and its food. If you want a chance to see more... it's more paranormal inhabitants, blah, whatever. I can't talk tonight. You can book, Kate, it's just if you want to see ghosts, all right? You can book a tour with the Ghost City Tours, or if tours aren't your thing, you can simply sit in the haunted section of the restaurant and see if Old Toby will throw a bottle at you, but just be prepared to duck, so... We don't want anyone getting, like, I don't know, a cut on their face because Toby's being aggressive.
Or wear protective gear.
There's, like, a bunch of people sitting in the restaurant with helmets on. The lady dicks told us to. okay. So that is our story for today on the Moon River Brewing Company. If you have been there, we would love to hear reviews. Savannah is on my list of places I want to visit. And since I know the place is haunted, I'll probably stop in. Depends on how long I'm there. There's a lot of haunted places in Savannah.
Oh my, no, the whole city is just like, it just feels haunted. Like everything about it.
It's basically a ghost town.
Yeah.
With people in it. If you want to hang out with us, we'll obviously be back next week. We'll be back until the 27th, which is when we drop our last episode for the season. That doesn't mean we're leaving forever. We're coming back on October 1st. But if you want to hang out with us in the meantime, you can go to @theladydicks on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can go to our website, theladydicks.com. You can get on our mailing list, which is then you'll get like the notification of, you know, when the next episode or the first episode comes out or whatever. I told you it was October 1st, so that's when it's coming out. But you know, if you want to like keep in touch, we'll send you emails while we're away. Yeah, sign up for the mailing list. And we will be back next week with another exciting story on something haunted, preferably.
Preferably, yes. And in the meantime, try not to ghost anyone.
Ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum.